Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello, welcome everybody to the Exploration of Wonder. I am so glad you're here. Oh, I'm Danielle. I am your host and your fellow explorer, and I am so glad you're here. Whether you're listening now, in the past, or in the future, and this is truly one of my favorite hours of the week, is to be here and share information and energy and possibilities with you and truly explore the amazing, curious, wondrous universe that we are inhabiting, right? And I love asking those questions with you of like, hey, if we put this with this and get this and do this and say this, what do we get? Well, let's find out, shall we? Just really quickly, who am I? I am a nationally board certified health and wellness coach. I am a laughter-inducing change agent, as I like to say, because I've been working with bodies. Well, I've been working in the realm of bodies for like 30 years. Let's just say over 30. And I've been working with bodies and energy for the almost 20 years now, which is really, really exciting. And so I like to call myself a laughter-inducing change agent because laughter is one of the best energies for your body. Laughing at? No. But laughing with? Absolutely. So much can change when you have the ability to find the humor in situation and just find humor in anything, because that energy and frequency and vibration really can contribute to not just you and the universe, but also your body. All right. So, and if you have a show topic that you would love to explore, please do reach out at hello@danielle.com, because I want to know. I want to know what you are wondering about, because I guarantee I'm probably wondering it too. So let's explore. Let's explore the wonder of this universe. So send me an email at hello@danielle.com, D-O-N-N-I-E-L-L-E.com. And let's explore. Let's see what we can discover in the universe today. So today's topic is an interesting one. It can be kind of controversial for some people. And the topic is choosing for me or choosing for we. And I mentioned this briefly on a show a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, that's a huge topic and we'll talk about it later. And here we are, later, we're talking about it now. And it is a huge topic because so many of us, we've all had experiences in our lives where we have destroyed ourselves, or we have settled, or let other people take advantage for us. And so I work a lot with people who are taking their power back, right? Or rediscovering who they are, or how to communicate and how to say yes and no and all that kind of stuff. And so when we approach this topic of choosing for me or choosing for we, it can get, like I said, a little controversial and a little confusing. But stick with me, because during this show, I'm going to invite you to places where you can choose for you and it still be for everybody, and where you can choose for everybody and it's still for you. Because what's interesting is when I see people say, well, I'm choosing for myself, they create a lot of separation and a lot of force and a lot of fight. And what if that doesn't have to be? What if you can actually choose for all of us? And guess what? All of us includes you. When we're saying, oh, I'm choosing for me, more often than not, that energy is only choosing for yourself at the exclusion of everybody else. And so we're going to get into that today of like, well, why would I want to include everybody else? Screw them. And I get that. I've been there too, where I'm like, screw them. I'm doing this, you know. And part of also the show we're going to talk about today is how to know if you're being reactive or or taking action. And if you are choosing for you, or are you just choosing against somebody else? Okay. So there's a lot to the show. Please do stick around. We're gonna have a lot of fun. So getting further into this, does choosing for you create separation? And, you know, for me, it always comes down to the energy. Always comes down to the energy. Because am I saying that everybody who says I'm choosing for me is 100% choosing against other people and that they're doing separation? Absolutely not. If you've listened to any of my shows, you know I never draw the line at black and white that way, which is one of the reasons I like to bring up topics like this, is because this is a place where a lot of people try to draw a black and white. It's this or it's this. But there's another option. And hopefully that option creates a lot more space and possibility for all of us, okay? And it moves the energy further, okay? So, what I've seen a lot of people do is they'll start with choosing for them because they've been hurt. I get that. Me too. And we've not been taught to choose really for ourselves. What's interesting is if we really look back a lot of our childhood, more often than not, we have been taught to choose for other people, to exclude ourselves. And if you were raised in a religion like I was, you choose for other people who need more than you, give to those who are in charity, that kind of stuff, right? And so it's like we have been taught that if we choose for us at all, that we're being selfish. And so I am all for the swell of people going, I would like to choose for me. Me too. I would like to choose for me. But I would also like to invite you to where choosing for you involves the entire universe, not just you, because you're in the universe. And if we involve other people, we go further faster, you know. That's what happens when you talk with your hands a lot. You hit the mic. Sorry if that was really loud, folks. But, you know, and I was going to mention this at the end, but at the beginning, it's like the African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And that's kind of the basis of some of this is like, how many of you want to change the world? I'll lower my hand so you can actually see it. But yeah, I want to change the world too. For those of you listening, I'm raising my hand and I'm sure a lot of you are. We're here to change the world. We can't change the world alone. I would love it. And here, let me clarify. We as an individual absolutely contribute to the changing of the world. Absolutely. 100%. Every choice you make, every action you do, every deed you do contributes to changing the world. 100%. But if you put you with another, with another, with another, look at the groundswell. Look at the energy that that creates and how much farther do we get, okay? Which is like back to that African proverb. So this is why I'm starting to invite you to really look at this place where we start to involve other people in our choices. And I don't mean like you have to consider mom, dad, brother, sister, partner, kids, the stranger on the street. I'm just talking the energetic we of the universe, okay? And we are going to get into some like specific examples of like you were choosing for a specific person or event. We're going to get into some of those. But just when I'm talking about including everyone, I'm talking about the world. And let me say this really clearly. You don't have to do that thing where you go around and it's not a committee. You don't have to sit there and go, so what do you think about this choice? What would you do? Okay, well, what would you do? Would you do this? Okay, wait. Okay, what would you do? You don't have to run around collecting data. It's all about the energy. It's that place where we go, this or this, all right? So hopefully I haven't lost you yet. I know there's a lot of information, but we're getting there. We're getting into there, okay? So is it possible to include everybody and create a greater world with choices that are for you? Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I'm all here for. And what's interesting is, you know, I've worked with a lot of people, and one of the things that I hear most is that they feel they are not choosing for themselves if they're inconvenienced in any way. And I'm like, when did inconvenience become the anathema for our ability to know if we're choosing for ourselves or not? It's like, sometimes, and like, what if we just defined as inconvenient, right? So I wanted to give a personal example on this is, I do many things. And a number of years ago, I was working with this company and I worked technology for them. I work tech. I work the classes like stream and audio because I have that broadcast production degree with all the other certifications. I don't know if I've ever mentioned. I have a bachelor's in broadcast production. I was a TV promotion and marketing manager for a number of years as well. I have a lot of talents. Weird things. I also have an archaeology degree. I'm always curious about things, right? Exploration of wonder. Anyways, so I was working for this business and I was helping them do stream, right? They were doing a big class, and so they would broadcast it all over the world, and I was part of the team that would help with cameras and videos and microphones and all that kind of stuff. We would get it out there. Anyway, so getting technology gear, cameras, microphones into Mexico and out is hard. It's really hard. It's not just you just take the bag through customs. You have to go beforehand and fill out this carne, and you have to put every piece of equipment, even down to the number of batteries, like the AA batteries, serial numbers, and then on the way out of U.S. customs, they check it. In Mexico customs, they check it on the way in. They're like, where's this mic and with this serial number and this camera and this computer? And then when you leave Mexico, you do the same thing. You have this, they check it on the way out of Mexico, and then in the U.S. they check it back again. And your name has to be on the carne before. So it's a lot of work. I just tell you that to say, like, this is the scenario that I was being set with, okay? So we had got into Mexico, we did the class, we were packing up, and all the gear was in these suitcases. And there was three suitcases. And the lady in charge was like, hey, Danielle, just, you know, go ahead and give so-and-so two suitcases, and you take one suitcase, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, which one do you want me to give so-and-so? And she's like, I don't care, just choose. I'm like, okay, choose, right? And I'm like, I'll choose. And so, quick explanation. There is two suitcases that has like three tripods, a computer, and two cameras, and like that's it, right? They're big bulky items, so they're in these two suitcases. The third suitcase is like the kitchen sink. You guys know what I mean. It's the junk drawer. We just throw everything in there. There's like five kinds of mics and all these cords and batteries, and it's a mess. It's full of things. Okay. So the gentleman who was going to take the other two bags, he doesn't really work the stream team very much. So he doesn't know the gear like I do. And so I'm like, you know what? I actually thought this. I'm like, if I was choosing for me, I would choose the bag with only three tripods and one computer, because that would be easy to get through customs. That's, you know, let him deal with it. You know, I'm choosing for me. You guys feel the energy on that? That's just kind of being a bitch. Right? Because if I was choosing for me, absolutely take the easy one. But in that realm of choosing for we, I might have been a little bit more inconvenienced in customs, because the guy had to be like, where's this microphone with this serial number, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But I knew all the microphones, I knew all the wires, I knew all the cords, I work with them all the time. And so it was easier for me to get through customs, and it took me less time, and there was no panic. Whereas I could perceive, if I gave it to him and the security, the customs agent was like, where's this microphone with this serial number? He'd be like, and remember there's like three or five different types of microphones. He'd be like, is it this one? Is it this one? Right? So you can see where if I was choosing for me, I would have just been like, screw him. Take this junk drawer, take the junk suitcase, right? But in that, I'm like, okay, if I'm choosing for all of us, it's actually easier for all of us if I take that bag with the junk drawer bag, because I could go through it faster and get through it. He could have an easier time. I could have an easier time. And so in that case, even though I was choosing for me, it was still the choosing for we. Okay. I hope you guys see the energy of that. And that's where I'm kind of going with this, because it's like, and we're going to take a break, but I really wanted to get this first example out, because so often when we do that, I'm choosing for me, it's that I'm choosing for me, screw you. What future is that creating? What camaraderie? What further evolution of consciousness on this planet? What is it, making the future better, or is it not making the future better, right? So we're going to get into this a lot, but I hope you're starting to see where it's like, kingdom of we. I hope you're beginning to see with this where it's like, choosing for me does not mean you're choosing against other people. It means you're including people to create a greater future. All right. All right. So you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host, and your fellow explorer, Danielle. And if you enjoy things from bodies, please do consider checking out my Body Bit chat. It's a free daily email from your body, Monday through Friday. Like I said, it's free. It's just an email, and it's literally from your body. You should see me writing it sometime, because I don't write it. I just receive the information and I type it out. So it's kind of fun. So you can go to my website, danielle.com, and check that out. It's called Body Bit Chat, a daily tidbit of information from your body. All right, thanks everybody. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, and I am so excited to be here. Like I said at the beginning, I love this hour. I love sharing all this information with you and seeing where we get. So today we are talking about choosing for me or choosing for we. And, you know, in the first segment, I was giving you an example of when I was choosing the suitcase of the junk drawer suitcase, or do I screw the other guy and give him the suitcase? That would have taken him a lot longer to get through customs for. Okay. So as I shared, you know, I went ahead and took the junk drawer suitcase, and it worked out better for everybody, right? We all had an easier time. So let's play with this energy for a minute. Let's use this example. Let's pretend I took the junk drawer. Or sorry, I took one of the others and gave him the junk drawer, right? Let's pretend that I didn't take the junk drawer, that I gave it to this gentleman. And so what would I have done? I would have been like, yeah, that's right. I worked hard. I don't have to do this. Screw you. You've always been kind of mean to me anyways. I didn't actually like the guy that much, which was part of my like, screw you, you could do it. But look at the energy of that. If I had given him the junk drawer, look at my energy. I would have solidified anger. I would have solidified resentment. I would have solidified reaction, antagonistic. And does that explode my universe into possibility, or does it contract my universe into gunky, yucky, blech? Yeah, it contracts my universe into gunky, yucky, blech. That's an official phrase, by the way. I'm just kidding. Gunky, yucky, yuck, blech. That doesn't create the future. Me doing that to him was all about screw you. It wasn't about how can this work for all of us. Okay? So, and I get it, and we've been there. It's like, I'm choosing for me. But I wasn't choosing for me. I was choosing to screw him. Right? You exclude yourself when you're choosing for things like that. So what's interesting is choosing, let me say this very clearly, choosing against another is not choosing for you. Okay, let me say that again. Choosing against another is not choosing for you. All right, so we're going to explore this a little bit. Because we've all had those times where it's just like, I'm just going to say yes and make you go away. Or like with this guy, I'm like, I would relish him suffering through. Hey, I'm a bitch sometimes. I would relish him suffering through customs, right? I got over it. But I did have that moment of like, ha ha ha. But in those times, when I am choosing against, like him, for example, who is the main focus in your life? You or that other person? Okay? Because then that's what I'm saying. When you're choosing against another, it's not choosing for you, because you are making them the most important thing in your decision-making process, in your choosing process, in your universe. You are making them more important than you, which is why I said choosing against another is not choosing for you. Even though on the surface, a lot of people go, I'm choosing for me. And it has that force energy, right? Because it can have an intensity and have expansion. But if it has an intensity and a force, they're reacting against something. Okay. And in that reacting against, they're not setting themselves free. Because really, isn't that what choosing for ourselves is all about, is setting ourselves free? And in this situation, if I had chosen to give him the junk drawer because screw him, he deserves it, or, you know, whatever, am I free? No. I've re-solidified my prison of reaction, of being antagonistic, okay? And so I wasn't free. I wouldn't have been free. Luckily, I asked some questions. I indulged in the energy of being a bitch for a second and went, yeah, I'm just going to screw myself in the process with this, right? And I don't mean screw myself immediately, because it's not like there would have been no repercussions, right? It wouldn't have been, the lady wouldn't have come up to me and gone, why did you give him that bag? There would have been absolutely no repercussions, but energetically, massive, not even repercussions, but massive setbacks, massive judgment of myself, or just, I would have stopped my own further progression in the universe of like, I'm going to be a better person. And not because I'm like getting rid of myself or like making myself less than him, but just because of like, I was solidifying the negative, ugly stuff in the world. Okay. So I hope you guys are I hope this is making sense. I always hope it's making sense outside of my head. So if this is, and you guys finding any help in it, please send me an email and let me know that it makes sense outside of my head. Because sometimes it sounds great in your head, and then you say three words and people are like, what are you talking about? Are you even speaking the same language? Yeah, sometimes, but I always speak energy. All right. So, and so back to this, like, I know some of us peacekeepers. Anybody else been a peacekeeper in our world? Yeah. So often we be this peacekeeper to where we're like, okay, I'm just going to say yes and shut you up. I am just going to give you what you want. I mean, we learned as babies, if we're loud enough and annoying enough, that we'll just get what we want. Was that, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? It's like, if I'm just going to be loud enough and squeak enough, I'm going to get whatever I want. And then here come the peacekeepers, which is the majority of us. And we go, oh my gosh, fine. Just take it. Just stop. Go away. It'll make it easier for me. And then we reason and justify that giving them what they want is actually choosing for us because we got peace and silence or we got them to go away. Okay. Sometimes that works. Sometimes that doesn't. Sometimes it is absolutely a dismissal of yourself and it doesn't actually create the betterment. You're putting yourself back in that jail. You're not creating freedom for yourself. Don't worry. I have tools. Remember, none of my shows are ever about, you're just screwed. Have a good day. It's never about that, okay? It is always about, like, here, it might be uncomfortable, but there are tips and tricks to be able to see your way out of this as well, okay? So hang with me. So again, when you're saying something like, I'm just going to say yes to make you stop, you are, again, making them the most important thing in your universe. And I'm going to keep coming back to that because when we're doing this reclaiming of ourselves, rediscovering of ourselves, finding ourselves, we should be the number one thing in our universe. Okay? Because let me also say, choosing for we does not mean you are not the most important thing in your universe. In choosing for we, you are 100% the most important thing in your universe. And that's what, like, reclaiming our power and everything is about, is making us a priority in our universe. I know, funky random concept of being like a priority in our own universe. But anybody who's a parent knows really well how fast it is to make other people more important in their universe than themselves. Okay. And not just parents, but that's just an example that most people can't deny. And so, but producer's like, truth, because she's a mom, right? And so, but what's interesting is then choosing for we, you are still the most important thing in your universe. Because what's odd, and you look at this energetically, when we're doing that reaction of when we're looking at that, when we're doing that reaction of I'm doing this against you and I'm choosing for me, screw you. I keep saying you're not the priority in your universe. The other people are, or the situation or whatever it is. You're making them, the situation, more important than you. So, drum roll, the only way to have you a priority in your universe is to choose for all of us, okay? To choose for we is the way to make you a priority in your universe, okay? I had a client who didn't want to do a job, and on the surface, it gave her nothing in return, but the manager was a friend of hers, and she's like, fine, I'll do it for her. And I'm like, wait, let's ask some questions. And in the next segment, I'm going to give you some tips. So she started using some of these tips. And she's like, you know, it really, it, you know, in her terminology, she's like, it feels light to go to and do this job, even though there's nothing in it for me. And I'm like, okay, cool, do it. And she's like, but isn't that making that other person a priority? Because I'm doing it as a favor for her instead of it works for me. And I'm like, well, look at the energy, right? Because it doesn't always make cognitive sense, my friends. Oh my gosh. I wish energy always made cognitive sense, but I've not found that to be. I wish, but I have not found that to be. So, she asked the questions, she did it, she went ahead and did the thing, and she felt good about it, and not superior. Okay, let me say that. It's not like, oh, I feel good about it, I'm superior. That's just being an asshole. Okay. But so she felt good. She's like, oh, good, I helped my friend out. And, you know, and that helped expand the universe. So from that, it was, you know, choosing for we, absolutely. But then what was interesting is, in addition to that, because she kept putting out those projections of like, not projection, but she kept putting out that energy of like, hey, you know what, I'm willing to work for all of us. I'm willing to help out. I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to include all of us. She got a raise a couple years later. And they're like, oh, yeah, we noticed on this. And da-da. She's like, wow, that was really cool. And so she didn't do it for reality benefit, but she got it because she was willing to follow the energy, as I like to say. All right. So we're going to take our next break. And when we come back, I'm going to start going into some of the tips, because absolutely choose for you, include you. And when you're choosing for we, right, because it's all about choosing for we, because like I said, only in choosing for we can you have yourself as a priority. But we're going to go into some tips and tricks of like, how do I know I'm doing that? How do I know I'm not just being a jerk? Or, you know, how do I know if I'm doing it for all of us or just for me? And what does that look like? So, all right, so do stick around. And if you ever want to have a private chat with me, also known as a session, please do let me know. Check out my website, donnielle.com. I have so many different kinds of sessions, packages in there. And yeah, I would love to help you explore the universe with the questions you have about whatever is going on for you. So please do check it out, donnielle.com. And you are watching or listening the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Donnielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Donnielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Donnielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@donnielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host, Donnielle, and your fellow explorer. And as we traverse the amazing universe that we all find ourselves in. And, you know, and during the break, it talked about you can always join me live. Please do. I always forget to mention that, but we do these shows live. I'm not just Memorex. Oh, that dated me. That dated me. Those of you who know that reference, let me know. But live, not Memorex. But So please do check it out. You can go to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com, and I'm on every Monday at 4 Eastern. I'm on at 2 Mountain, but, you know, for other people, it's 4 Eastern. All right, so choosing for we or choosing for me. You know, and I hopefully you guys are beginning to see why I'm saying about, like, choosing for me. If you're doing it from that force, you can't actually have you in your universe, because you're making the other person more important, or situation, or whatever it is. So how do you know, right? It's like, how do I know? Because do I say yes? Do I say no? Do I, like, what? Please help. Okay, here we go. Here are the tips to know, just to get you started, because it's like I said, this is a huge topic, and I'm not delving into all of it because I don't want your heads to explode. No gooey goo on the ceiling, please. It ruins the paint. Sorry. Welcome to my head. Anyways, so with here are some tips to help get you on your way to know choosing for me or choosing for we, okay? So tip number one, what are your deal breakers? Okay, what is absolutely unacceptable in your universe? All right, so, but be aware of traps in this, okay? Because when I say, what are your deal breakers? What is truly important for you? Even for me, when I was writing these, I'm like, yeah, I should, you know, writing my notes. One of the first things that came up for me was, if I don't make money in it, I'm not going to do it. If I have to, like, pay to work it or do whatever, I'm like, I'm not going to do it. Why would I? And I went, ooh, that's a trap, which is why I put that, watch out for the traps, okay? Because just like that client who didn't want to do that job, she didn't really make any money at it, but it created her future and it helped her friend out dynamically. I didn't even get into what it created for her friend, but it created a lot for her friend. The money wasn't the issue, okay? So those kind of things, while important, absolutely, absolutely involve it in the computation. But beware of something like that as a deal breaker that you won't even ask questions about. Because if you draw the line there, you could miss out on some pretty amazing things that don't immediately financially help you, but maybe down the road actually do help you, okay? So when I mean deal breakers, I'm really inviting you to look more at things like, will you be in danger? Will you go against your morals? And my favorite part, or one of the most important parts, I think, is, do you have to diminish yourself to do it? Okay? Because a true choosing for we, you don't diminish yourself. And so if you're looking at this, and to say yes to this, whatever it is, if you are diminishing yourself in any way, it is not choosing for we. It's not even choosing for you. It's just entrapment. It's entrapment. Okay. So when I talk about deal breakers, look at that kind of stuff. That if it's, will you be in danger? Will you have to go against your morals, whatever your morals are? And will you have to diminish yourself? Will you lose a piece of yourself if you do this? Okay, so please do look at that. Because what's interesting, and it's because going back to that example in the original segment about that luggage and that suitcase with all the gear in it, if I had gone, screw you, dude, I'm giving you the kitchen sink junk drawer bag so that my life's easier, I would have lost a piece of myself. In that evolution and journey that we're always looking for of, like, today I would be better than I was yesterday. I wasn't going to be better today than I was yesterday. I was going to be a bitch. And so I would have lost a piece of myself. And so I would have diminished myself in choosing that. And so for me, one of the deal breakers was that. Okay, so please do. When I'm talking about deal breakers, look at things like that. All right, so hope that makes sense. All right. So number two, ask questions and trust your inner wisdom. Knowing, energy, intuition, psychic ability, whatever you want to call it. But ask questions and trust your inner wisdom. And I recently did a show called Can You Trust Yourself? And I go into that for the full hour. So do check that out of how to be able to trust yourself and your inner wisdom and knowing and all that kind of stuff. So please do check that out. But here's what's interesting. So when you're asked questions, I am a big fan of questions, and I used to not be. And I did a show on that too. Have you stopped asking questions? So check that one out. I used to not be a big fan of questions because when I was a kid and asked various questions, I got in trouble. I got in trouble a lot. Anybody else? Yeah. So I wasn't always a fan of questions. But for me, it's like a question always opens the doors to more. No great. Oh, look, the amazing Christine has put in there the two dates. It was February 10th was Have You Stopped Asking Questions? And March 18th is Can You Trust Yourself? So please do check those shows out because they were fun. All right. So a question opens doors to different possibilities, different awarenesses, and receiving different information. No great invention or discovery has ever been created from, I know how this works. No, the great inventions and discoveries come from, how else does this work? What else can I do with this, right? So I'm a big fan of questions. And so when you ask a question, you actually open the door to receive all of this information. And so in this choosing for me or choosing for we, ask the question, if I choose this, what will it create? If I choose this, am I choosing for me? If I choose this, am I choosing for we? If I choose this, will the person be screwed or whatever? So ask questions, whatever it is. You'll know the questions, right? I mean, I can absolutely give you a list of questions, but you'll also know the questions. Trust yourself to know that you'll be able to ask those questions as well. All right. Number three, see, and this is a big one. See if you are saying no or yes from reaction instead of action. Okay. This is another big one. And I think I did a show on that, or I'm going to do a show on that. I can't recall. But see if you're saying no or yes from reaction or action. Because this is not going to be one of those shows. Oh, I did say, do a show on the power of yes. Check that out. As you can see, I have some favorite tools, but they work. Anyways, so this is not a show where it's like 100% say no or 100% say yes or saying yes is for you or no is against you or anything like that. Absolutely not. It's going to depend on the situation of everybody included, all the futures, what it'll create. So, but we have these ways of going immediately no or yes. You know, I worked with a company for a long time and my immediate reaction was always yes. It's like, oh, will you be willing? Yes. What am I doing? Like, I was willing to say yes before I even got that far into them telling me what it was. My immediate reaction was yes, I'll do that. What am I doing? Okay, that was a total reaction. I wasn't in the computation. I wasn't in the creation. And a lot of times it went against creating my future. So that time it should have been a no. And choosing for we was me saying no. Okay. So are you choosing yes or no from reaction or action? And again, it's really getting used to those energies, because is it the energy of yes with force or no with force or no thought, no awareness? Is the energy stop or does the energy flow? Okay, so really start looking at that. Am I saying yes for or no from reaction or action? That's a big one, because a lot of us have been programmed with yeses or nos. Oh, and March 10th, Christine, you're the best. March 10th is the power of yes. Do check it out, because I go into the psychology of how we learn to say no at first for our power. Okay. Number four is be honest with them and honest with yourself. Do you have a judgment? Ask and be willing to talk to them about it, get more information or whatever it is. But this is kind of like in the line with that reaction. It's like, do you have a judgment? I had a judgment of the gentleman, which led me down to going, I'm going to screw him and do no. So it's like, be honest with them and honest with yourself. Look at it. Why are you choosing yes? Why are you choosing no? Are you choosing to shut them up? then you're choosing against yourself. Are you doing it to screw them? Then you're choosing against yourself. Okay. And so you have to be honest, and you have to look at, do you have a judgment about this? Okay. And I have one more tip, but I'm going to tease you and tell it to you when we come back from our next break. I know I'm such a tease, but and it's a good one. I know I say that about each one, but I like them all. All right. So just as a reminder, if you ever want to have a private chat, also known as a session with me, please do check it out. And I have so many classes going on all the time as well. So on various things, energy of words, body image, weight, using energies to create your life. I have a number of stuff going on all the time. So please do check it out at danielle.com if you want to have a private session, or check out any of the classes I have coming up. All right, so you are watching or listening to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. And I'm so excited and honored that you are here. And if you've made it this far in the show, thank you. I'm so truly grateful for you giving of your time. And I'd like to acknowledge you giving the time for yourself, too. You know, and in that way, it is one of those choosing for we choices. So thank you for joining. So we have been talking today about choosing for we, or choosing for me, beginning to recognize some of, like, you can't even have you if you are doing choosing for me, if you're doing it from force and reaction. Okay. So before the break, I was teasing you about that there was a fifth tip that I wanted to give you, but I was going to make you come back from it. So I appreciate you coming back. So here's the fifth tip. Compromise is not a dirty word. Concession or giving in is. So when you're looking at choosing for we or choosing for me, just like at the beginning I talked, a lot of people think, well, if I'm inconvenienced at all, it's not choosing for me. That's not true. Neither is compromise. Compromise is not a dirty word. Compromise means all of us win, as long as you're not settling, giving in, or diminishing yourself. Okay? So compromise is not necessarily the bad part. And if you're just giving in, you're not compromising. If you're just settling, you're not compromising. And if you are diminishing yourself, you're not compromising. Okay? So compromising when we're doing choosing for me is not a dirty word. It's not the problem. It's the energy we're doing or being behind it. Okay. And then one quick bonus tip. If you want to play with the energy a little bit more and really start to explore that, what is the future like if I choose this? I use this tool all the time. It's one of my favorite questions when looking at anything. Things like starting the show, right? I had done a show a number of years ago and I was going to start the show up again. I'm like, what is the future like if I create this? And I looked at the energy. What is the future like if I choose the junk drawer suitcase? What is the future like if I choose to go right instead of left, or, you know, whatever it is. So this is the bonus one. When you're looking at choices, and if I'm choosing for me, you're choosing for we, most of the time, universe gets greater, the future is brighter. Okay, so what is the future like when I choose this? And then it's trusting that energy, trusting yourself, and perceiving that future. Is it more expansive or is it less expansive? Okay, because at the end of the day, my friends, no human is an island alone. Okay, only together will we create a different world. And in that way, I really invite you to choose for you, but from the place of choosing for all of us, okay? Because just like the African proverb again says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go further, go together. And I'll also add on to that, if you want to go further and stronger, go together, okay? Because absolutely every single one of us with our daily choices contributes to changing the world, expanding consciousness, opening up more to the exploration, absolutely. But all of us together doing choices like that make us expand further, open up more, and reveal a new level of consciousness that wasn't previously available before you made that choice. So please do start looking at this of, am I choosing for me or choosing for we? And absolutely involve you in the computation. But if you're doing choosing for me from force or reaction, you're not even in the computation. So it's a false choosing for me because you've made the situation or screwing the other person or them the most important thing in your universe. So you exclude yourself. So when you're doing choosing for me from that place, you're choosing for them. You're not choosing for you and you've excluded yourself. But choosing for we involves you, helps you to be the most important thing in your universe, and helps to expand consciousness, okay? So please do re-listen to the show because there's a lot of information and a lot of things of what we were talking about of like how to be in the world, honor yourself, choose for yourself, but not exclude the world in your choice and not exclude you in your choice. And I know some of you may be going like at the beginning, how can, if it's a choice for me, how can I exclude me? Well, I've given you several examples in here of where choosing for you doesn't always mean you chose for you, especially if you're choosing against somebody else or situations, okay? So please do check all of that out. And I know I talk a lot about energy, 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 how to use energy, ask a question, perceive the energy and all that kind of stuff. And I do have something special called wave jacking. And in that wave jacking, it's like using energy to create your life. And so next week, I'm not sure what the title is yet, but next week I'm going to look at that energy of like, how do you use energy to create your life? What energies can you use to create your life? I like to call it wave jacking. And so it might be called wave jacking, using energy to create your life. But just to let you know that all the energy doesn't have to come from you and that you can use energy from everywhere. So I hope you're intrigued and hope you're willing to tune in next week or push play on the next one if you're listening or watching on in the future and just watching it as a replay. I love me some replays, right? We're the generation of replays. So I do hope you join me on that. But just as I said, final notes, let me invite you again to that proverb. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I will add on, if you want to go stronger, open up more, explore more. Really raise the level of consciousness. It is about that choosing for we. That in that choosing for we can finally include ourselves, nurture the world, nurture other people. And you know what? Just make the world a better place to be in. What would it be like to wake up every day and celebrate being in this world? All right, my friends, thank you very much for joining me. Have a fun, magical week, and I'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for exploring with us today.
Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.